options. The industry entered the 2025-26 marketing year essentially sold out of supply, which growers expect will make it easier to sell this year's crop, projected at 710,000 tons at higher prices. Strong export demand, a new domestic marketing push, and mild summer growing conditions that produced high-quality nuts have buoyed that industry. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will release several key ag reports in November, including the monthly WASDE report that wasn't issued last month due to the government shutdown. According to a post on its website, NAS will release the crop production and world ag supply and demand estimates on November 14th. Reuters says the report will provide the government's first estimate of U.S. corn and soybean production since September. October saw a modest rise in U.S. farm sentiment as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index rose 3 points to 129. The slight rise was fueled primarily by an increase in the Index of Current Conditions at 130, 8 points above September. Meanwhile, the Index of Future Expectations rose a single point to 129. Farmers' appraisal of current conditions continues to be fueled by record-high profits in the beef sector.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
A variety of trucks, trailers, and more will be up for auction November 13th in a fully unreserved auction with Ritchie Brothers that is open to the public. Visit rbauction.com to sign up.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are advancing in afternoon trading as investors remain hopeful that the government shutdown is coming to an end. Tech stocks are among the gainers today in boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the index falling 3% last week, its worst weekly performance since President Trump's Liberation Day tariffs in early April rattled markets. Gold prices are climbing, hitting $4,100 a troy ounce. And shares of Tyson Foods are up over 1%, the largest meat supplier in the U.S. posting mixed fourth quarter results. One highlight was strength in Tyson chicken business. In the meantime, the U.S. is probing whether companies like Tyson are colluding to drive up beef prices. Restaurant Brands International striking a joint venture deal with Chinese private equity firm CPE to inject capital into its Burger King China business and at the same time help fuel growth overseas, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Should our judgment of welfare be based only on whether it raises the standard of living for recipients, or should we also consider what it does to the character of the people who participate? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
For the last 2 days, I've been talking about welfare and the need to correct some of the costly, cumbersome, bureaucratic nonsense that has taken it far afield from its original purpose. Today, I'd like to touch on what it may be doing to the spirit and character of our people. Knowing how easy it is to be attacked as heartless and unfeeling, let me say a few things about my own position. First of all, I believe in our responsibility to help those who, for whatever reason, are unable to provide for themselves and their families. Right now, I believe we could do more for the truly needy if we weren't spread too thin, providing for some who are just greedy. Milton Friedman, the noted economist, once said, "When you start paying people to be poor, you wind up with an awful lot of poor people." From my own experience, I'm convinced that most welfare recipients are unhappy being on welfare, and they'd much rather be self-sustaining and self-respecting. I'm also sure, however, that encouraged by some professional welfareists, many lose their desire to leave welfare and begin accepting it as a way of life, indeed a career in itself. When this happens, we're destroying human beings, not salvaging them. There's a so-called National Welfare Rights Organization dedicated to demanding a voice in how much of a worker's earnings must be shared with them. A few years ago, a Mrs. Beulah Sanders, representing this organization before the House Ways and Means Committee, said, "Everyone in this country has a right to share the wealth. The money has gone into the pockets of the middle class. And if we don't get our share, we're going to disrupt this state, this country, and this capital." Federal officials have habitually said fraud in welfare was less than 1%. But Dr. Richard Nathan, while a deputy to the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, said, "Our problem is we can't even detect fraud." Former Congressman Bill Shirley of Iowa once told his colleagues, "Take the capital of the strongest, wealthiest, most freedom-loving country in history. Give it an unemployment rate of only 2%, but 1 out of 5 on welfare. The median income is $10,500, yet federal aid per capita is 6 times as much as it is for the citizens of Iowa. Then set up a federally funded consumer complaint department in a model city project, and what is the number one complaint of these deprived people? Jobs? Housing? Crime? Their color TV sets don't work properly." In 1968, CORE, the Committee on Racial Equality, told us why we should be supporting the present move in Congress to reform welfare. They said, "Handouts are demeaning. They do violence to a man, strip him of his dignity, and breed in him a hatred of the total system. Poor men want the same as the rest of us. They want to be independent. They want jobs and control over their own destiny. Welfare," they said, "is no answer. We seek to harness the creative energy of private enterprise to achieve a solution to America's crisis. We look to American independence of spirit to recognize opportunity and to take advantage of it. It's happened in the past. It can happen again." The end of CORE's quote. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom
custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking, convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4, and ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest again, Sonny from the Floral Parlor here in Paso Robles on Spring Street. Welcome back. And, well, there's a time of the year for many businesses where things tend to pick up a little bit, and I'm just assuming here, since we have, let me see, Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, that you're going to get a little busy.
Not necessarily. Those are not the busiest times of the year for florists.
Really?
Right.
Okay, so explain.
Okay, so the busiest times of the year for florists are May, Mother's Day, and February, obviously. In the floral industry, they always say months that end in a Y are not good. And that's January, July. So those are really usually slower months too.
Okay, so let's go back and kind of let some people know that may not be aware. How did you end up in this, what you do now in the floral? Mm-hmm. Because that's not what you did for many years.
No, it's not. Basically, I needed a job because I'm older and I couldn't get a job anywhere else that would pay me anything. Now I'm realizing I'm making even less than I was before. But I moved to Paso Robles to just kind of have a life change away from board meetings and attorneys and no traffic. So I moved here and I was going to try to buy a business somewhere. And I ended up instead opening up the floral parlor. I had an interest in flowers and design. And I had a friend down south, several friends down south that did flowers.
Well, that to me, that's one, it's gutsy. And the other is anybody that opens up a business, that's gutsy. But for something that you hadn't done, you know, prior, it wasn't like you were an assistant general manager at a floral parlor or anything like that. You just decided to jump in and you said you had a like for it, I'm assuming, most of your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I found an old report after my dad passed away from seventh grade where we did a career, something or another.
Career
report,
day.
Like career, yeah. And I was either wanted to be a florist or a cosmetologist or a park ranger. Funny.
It's quite the
case. Right. So anyways, yes, I wasn't gutsy opening it. I was stupid. I didn't know what I didn't know. But I knew about business, and I understood the cost of goods, and I understood marketing and what I needed to do to make it grow. So that's what I've done. And then I learned all about the flowers.
Again, this is an assumption. Was that easy since, you know, back in your childhood that you had an interest in it? Was it something that you would look at as a kid and it just kind of went away? Or so you get into this business and you have an idea, a creative idea on what you think should be done?
I did definitely that. I helped a girlfriend do events and weddings down south when I was working my big girl job, I call it. And then once I started seeing the floral industry and understanding it a little bit more, I realized that there's a missing piece here, that many of these florists are working with big floral companies like FTD, Telefloral, and such, and they're cookie cutter designs. And I wanted to offer something unique. And I wanted to offer something that had value. And like in my previous job, we were in the restaurant business. Our goal was to exceed expectations, right? So that's pretty much what I base my philosophy on with my business, is exceeding the expectations of my clients.
But also this, people tend to forget, at least I think, that the decision on floral for events, it's very personal, extremely personal. And you probably saw that needed to be more personal for people instead of just, as we alluded to before we came on air, the homogenized delivery of flowers.
Right. That is true. So the majority of my guests and clients that I work with now, a lot of them, they have my cell number. They have my text. Sometimes I regret that, but not really. Because I'll get guys texting me, oh, it's my anniversary tomorrow. Can I get this, this, that? You know what she likes. And so I've really tried to customize my product offerings and what I do. Like, I go above and beyond, and it's not always easy. But we've really built a business here doing that.
Does that include, you know, again, if people have time instead of, you know, in some cases it's, you know, I need it today, I need it yesterday, that type of thing, that people can come in with something from that person that will be getting the flowers that you kind of can figure out and talk to them, and that's why you're able to make it more personal?
Right. Well, we do that with everybody that we talk to. So we ask questions about the person. Many men have no idea what their wife's favorite color is. I always ask, what's the style of your home? Sometimes I just get a blank face. But a lot of the times they'll say, oh, she's very country, or we have a very modern home, because that depends on the type of flowers that she's probably going to like and how we design them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it would be much easier and more profitable if we were in a big city. But logistics, we just don't have a lot of availability here to flowers. So we have to order everything ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And we guess, basically, right? We don't have a set menu all the time.
Can you go, is it possible to go through a cycle of a year or two and figure out which flowers that, you know, you should order more of or less of, that type of thing?
Yeah, pretty much like that. Like with anything, you can look at historical numbers and kind of see how much you're going to need. But flowers change and trends change. So the way I look at it is, my job is to explain to my client what they want to order and what the nice flower is that I have in right now. But if they have a certain color or something and I don't have that in, I'll jump through hoops. I have wholesalers that will overnight to me. But, you know, I have local vendors that are just farmers up in the hills, and, you know, they have limited amounts of anything.
Well, flowers, like, you know, vegetables and things like that, there are seasons.
Correct.
For them. And so that also would play in the suggestion. Somebody may want something, but, you know, it's not this time of the year and it's not going to last, you know, those type of things.
Well, sometimes, but unfortunately, Kevin, even with tariffs, the majority of the flowers in the United States are not grown here. So don't ask me percentages, but Valentine's Day, millions and millions of roses are being shipped from Ecuador and Colombia. Mm-hmm. And so the majority of our flowers are not grown here. So they have very controlled growing atmospheres. I'm not a farmer, so I wouldn't know, but there's some flowers just don't have a season other than they make it not having that season.
Okay. And I mean, if you know, again, for the layperson, is there a type of flower that is quote unquote easier to work with, that it's versatile, you can use it for this occasion, that occasion, yes. et cetera.
I mean, probably one of the most versatile, durable, and cost-effective flowers is a rose. People think they're real expensive. They're not as expensive as other things. I like to work with more premium flowers because they last longer, they cost more, but they look better. They look more unique, like a dahlia or a peony. But I can't compete with people that want to go buy a bunch of peonies at Trader Joe's, which they might only have for a couple days, but they pay less than I pay retail for it. So I'm really looking at the design and how I design the flowers too.
So when somebody calls up, how does the process start for, again, you can pick any occasion, a wedding, funeral, anniversaries, right. et cetera.
Well, typically when someone calls us up, they say, I want to order flowers. And I ask them, is it going to Paso Robles or where is it going? Because sometimes you waste your time talking and then you find out, oh, it's Camarillo. So we'll get to that in a minute. But we just ask them about what's the occasion. We tell them flowers that we have and that we would like to design. And we ask them for their price range, right? People will say, oh, how much is it to get a bouquet of flowers? Or how much is it to do a wedding? Well, that's like saying, how much is a car? Right? So it's our job to educate them on the process and give them the best value that we can and the freshest flowers. And the way we buy flowers and the way we throw away flowers, our waste, because we want them to have a long vase life. So we try to have at least a week vase life.
Do most people wait late?
Well, yeah, we get that every day. We have somebody come in and say, oh, geez, today's my anniversary. And I always say, well, did you just figure this out this morning? You've known, how long have you been married? But we help people. And then there's others that are planners that will send me a text or an email a month out, 2 months out, on this date, I'm going to be out of town. I want this delivered to my wife. And you know what she likes, right? Mm-hmm. So, which I do.
So the planning, and then for the
last minute.
Well, the last minute, but also for the a standard anniversary, as opposed to then when you have the big events coming up. So I'm assuming again that people that are having the big events coming up, they will contact you with plenty of leeway time, or is it harem? Do many of those turn into harem scarum, that changing their minds, et cetera?
No, we don't really have that. Are you talking about like a wedding or a big event?
Yeah.
Right. So when I get contacted, then right away I send them a questionnaire that I have that they fill out. They send me back photos of what they are thinking that they want, or their Pinterest boards. And then after I get that back, I set up a consultation with them. If they're from out of town, which the majority of them are, then we have a phone consult. And modern technology, we're not faxing. We're sending pictures back and forth as we talk. And we narrow it down, and then I give them suggestions about Paso Robles, the wind, the heat, the rain. Let's make a good plan with what you want. And many other people that send me their inspo photos send me flowers that are fake. And I have to tell them, those aren't real. They don't come in that color. And so then we deal with that.
What about working with wedding planners?
Yeah. I work with a lot of wedding planners in the area. I don't want to say unfortunately, but unfortunately, there is a rough spot in this industry, especially in this area for me, is that there are a lot of florists that have full-time jobs, and then they do flowers out of their garages, right? So there's a lot of that. So I have to compete with that. But, you know, we do okay with that. I have several wedding planners that I do work with, but we're also on the list at different wineries and venues so that people can look at our website and see what we do.
When you mentioned a few minutes ago about a lot of people from outside for the events coming in, do they ever ask you, with your experience now, being around here for a few years, recommendation of a particular venue?
No, typically florists come after the venue. They usually get a venue, they get the date set, and then they probably do catering, and then...
You're last on the list.
Yeah, not always last. Usually if there's an event planner, they're coordinating all of that together, but yeah.
But again, as time goes by, you get to know these others, so then mm-hmm. the coordination gets a little bit easier?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty easy. We have it down. We have it down. We will do 3-4 weddings in a day on a Saturday. I have a team, and I have big coolers. And flowers last when they're in the cool. It's the cold chain that you got to worry about, just like with vegetables or anything else, right? So we have that down pretty good. So that's not a problem.
I didn't realize that you'd that many weddings a day or on a Saturday.
Well, up here, there's a lot of weddings, especially in September and October. That's the big time here. And so most of these venues are having weddings on the weekends. And there's a lot of little small ones too. Like we did one at a little small property this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. People are always familiar with the bigger ones, but then, you know, sometimes the small ones are very quaint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah,
it is. So, there's a season for that. And then you mentioned the other seasons, but since I did mention, and again, I was surprised regarding the Thanksgiving and Christmas, but people will come again, and the same routine with, okay, what kind of house, what, you know,
right,
what's your family like? You know, we're going to put a centerpiece out, we're going to do some other things, et cetera.
Well, most of the people that come to me for centerpieces, they have their mind made up. They're very savvy women mostly around here. And they have a nice home or place to entertain, and they'll show me what their china they're going to be using, what they're putting on the table, and the kind of the look they want. And so that's pretty easy. I'm not sure. I think a lot of florists out of town do a lot of Christmas and Thanksgiving. I think living in a more rural area, a lot of people are creative, and they go out and pick things out of the yard. We have things here.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have as much as that business. I need a lot more of the daily business. I need the people to order from me for the everyday things, for the person in the office, for the birthdays. I've been doing a lot of corporate work lately, so I have venues that recommend me when there's corporate events.
Well, speaking of events and something that we're going to hit on hard when we get back from the break on, well, I'm going to keep that a secret until we come back. Sonny can tell you about that, but thank you for listening. We're going to go to break.
Tom Graham. Speaker Mike Johnson is telling the House to return to Capitol Hill after 8 Senate Democrats broke with their party and worked with the GOP on a deal to end the government shutdown. Fox's David Spunt is in Washington.
It includes spending through to keep the government running until the end of January. It funds SNAP benefits. Federal workers will get back pay.
Furloughed federal workers have not been getting a paycheck during the shutdown. The deal would have to get approval from both chambers of Congress before going to President Trump. Millions of Americans get getting hit with an early season snowstorm, burying communities along the Great Lakes, including Chicago.
So overnight tonight into tomorrow, that band's going to work from here into northwest PA, southwest New York State, like Chautauqua County, those areas.
Fox Weather's Mike Seidel in Madison, Ohio, as that system pushes east. America's listening to Fox News.
I've had my cars repaired at Davis Body Shop on multiple occasions.
Camille talks about her experiences at Davis Body Shop.
Each time, I've been greeted by very friendly and professional staff members. Patrick conducts a thorough assessment of the damage and provides a detailed overview of what the repairs will entail. Their quality of work is exceptional. Thanks, Davis Body Shop.
And thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. When customers write Davis Body Shop, we read each and every letter or email, and we listen to everything you have to say. After all, that's why we've been around for over a half a century, and that's why we are the longest established shop on the Central Coast. We are the Auto Collision Specialist. If you ever need auto body repair service, remember Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real Atascadero and at Paso Robles Chevrolet on Theater Drive. And maybe you too will say,
thanks, Davis Body Shop.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric, call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with Sunny from the Floral Parlor on Spring Street in Paso Robles. And Sunny, it's one of your favorite subjects, I understand, and that is something that, again, it intrigued me from our last conversation when you talked about the online ordering. It jumped out at me because I've been making a lot of assumptions today that people were not aware of it, and there are some thoughts you have on people that in general, the online ordering.
Right. So basically, when you go online to book a flight or something, we used to always just go to United or Delta, and then we have the online booking services, right? Kayak or whatever they are, hotels.com. But you know when you're booking through them that you're not booking direct with that carrier. In the floral industry, that's not true. If you go in to order flowers and you type local Paso Robles florist, you can get, there's only three of us here, brick and mortar and Albertsons. But you'll end up getting a florist says Ava's, or they're just different, the flower something or another, and J. Cress Flowers, but they're not local. They pretend like they're local, and you're going through an order gatherer that then exchange sends the florist here in town the order and tries to get them to take it on so many cents on a dollar. They don't include delivery fees, and then they have a picture online that is what we call one-sided. They're usually not real premium flowers, but they're all one-sided. And so it looks like you're getting a lot. but then what the recipe calls for from them is not a lot. So if you actually make it like that, it looks like crap. And I've had several people call me just in the last couple of weeks that had placed an order online a couple weeks before. And then they got a phone call from where they ordered it from saying, we can't deliver that. And it's just, it's very sad and depressing to me. So what I do is I would prefer if you go online, make sure that you see a physical address that's in your town. That's one thing. Another thing is when you're going to order or you want to send flowers out of town, call us. I don't charge. I don't charge anything to help you find a florist in another town. And most of the time, I'll even call that florist and tell them exactly what I want. And they'll make sure that they make it nice because they know it's a florist calling them, right?
So back to the online ordering. So is it the, do they have, and again, I'm just, you know, for whatever events, they have a list and they just have a stock, and I'll use the word, six homogenized things to choose from as opposed to you where you can custom make them.
Well, yeah, we're going to custom make everything because they don't make anything. They just have pictures.
And we have a phone caller. Go ahead. Well, we thought we had one. So it's the, again, it goes back to the buyer beware. When you go online, you say, oh, this is the Paso Robles florist. I'll do this. So it's not what it's really cracked up what it's to be, right?
Correct. Correct. And so it's just always better to go local. Go with a local florist.
And does the, have you, well, you mentioned you had, well, some phone calls, people regarding the online, and is it many cases where it's too late, or you can help them out?
No, usually I try to help them out. Yep.
Are there?
Yeah, we can help them out.
Have there been some real dire emergency stories?
Well, yeah, we've had that a couple times. I mean, we go above and beyond. This weekend, we were doing a wedding, and the lady that made the cake showed up in a Prius, and the whole cake was smashed in the back of the car. The bride was in her bridal suite crying. And so we ended up just running to Vaughn's, got a couple white cakes, had to make white cakes. We came back and stuck flowers in them. But stuff happens, and a lot of people order online. They think they're getting something that they're not getting.
How long were you in the business when you learned about that?
Learned about?
The online.
Oh, I knew about it before I started, and I told myself I'm not going to do it. So that's the way it used to have to be, right? That's how the florists got their business, because we didn't have our own websites back in the day, right? There was no website. Now everyone can make a website. So we have all our own online ordering and all of our own website. We don't need to depend on one of those big companies. Another thing about those big companies, they have a lot more money than me. So they're going to pop up first a lot of the times when you're searching for something. Mm-hmm. So you just have to make sure. I mean, there's, like I said, there's three of us here in town. There's the country florist, the floral parlor, and the flower lady.
Flower lady.
We're the brick and mortar.
Well, pretty easy for somebody to just do the search, floral parlor, Paso Robles, California.
Well, that would work, but even when you do that, you might get popped up with something else that comes up.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Folks. So the old saying, buyer beware, beware. Mm-hmm. Sunny, where are you located?
I'm right downtown between the two antique stores on Spring, 1321 Spring, next to Bridge Sportsman, right? Guns and Roses, we talked about that before. And right across from the Boot Barn.
All right, folks, there you go. Thank you, Sunny, for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Too bad the caller didn't come through.
I had probably a wrong number anyway.
Okay.
Great. All right. Susanna's coming up next. Enjoy your afternoon, and thank you for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.